Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
This lady, Vija Gade, I'm saying that right, their quote chief counsel, she tells super whopper lies that I got kicked off for beating up a kid.
So what was it that made you ban him?
So there were three separate incidents that came to our attention after the fact that were reported to us by different users. There was a video that was uploaded that showed a child being violently thrown to the ground and crying. So that was the first one.
So then I guess the question is, what was the video context of the kid being thrown to the ground? Was it newsworthy?
We obviously didn't think so, and depicting violence against a child is not something that we would allow on the platform.
Even if it's news content?
If it was, there are certain types of situations where if you were reporting on, war zone and things that might be happening, we would put an interstitial on that type of content that's graphic or violent, but we didn't feel that that was the context here.
Well, so here's a video that's been going around, that was going around a few, 4 or 5 weeks ago, the one where the girls were yelling at that big giant guy, and the guy punched that girl in the face, and she was like 11 years old. I saw that multiple times on Twitter. That was one of the most violent things I've ever seen. This giant man punched this 11-year-old girl in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that removed from Twitter?
I don't know.
Also, that I'm doing all these other horrible things, that I was mean to Oliver Darcy, even though he's a public figure and it's in public.
So the third strike that we looked at was a verbal altercation that Alex got into with a journalist. And in that altercation, which was uploaded to Twitter, there were a number of statements using eyes of the rat, even more evil-looking person. He's just scum. You're a virus to America and freedom, smelling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow. You look like a possum that got caught doing some really, really nasty stuff, in my view. There was a bunch of
that's
verbal
enough? Really? That's hilarious.
Pattern in practice, but it was a verbal altercation that was posted on our platform.
So
we took the totality of this, having been warned that we have rules against the abuse and harassment of individuals. We saw this pattern in practice. One strike, two strikes, three strikes, and we made a decision.
Here are the Twitter executives being fired. They don't look too happy now.
Among the three top executives who were reportedly fired is Vijaya Gaddy, who oversaw Twitter's policy on misinformation. Musk has been outspoken against censorship.
And a lot of people are saying, Jones, when are you going to challenge Elon Musk and demand that you be reinstated to Twitter? The wheels are coming off the New World Order.
I don't know if Elon Musk is the guy we want to piss off.
Are you scared of Elon Musk? Or
I'm not scared of him, no. You sound like you're scared of him. I'm not scared of him.
The thing is, this is not a technological problem. I mean, if you have a technological problem,
what,
yes, you need
global
a tech
warming?
Genius. No, I'm talking about taking over Twitter, for instance.
Oh, okay.
That this is a problem of politics, of sociology, of human psychology. I'm not sure that he's necessarily the best one to address it. I mean, his view of Twitter, he often says it's like the town square, that we need to protect the free speech there. But Twitter is not the town square. I mean, Tristan Harris recently said that Twitter is actually the town's gladiator arena.
The world population is waking up at record levels, and the globalists are completely and totally, absolutely desperate right now.
Despite the robust protections of the First Amendment, the federal government is making every effort to pressure social media companies into punishing speech. Now, according to The Intercept, Facebook maintains a special portal for law enforcement to make requests that content be removed from the platform. Indeed, the portal exists here. We were able to find it, and requires law enforcement credentials to access it. According to The Intercept, the FBI's Laura Demlow briefed a cybersecurity agency on the spread of misinformation, warning that, quote, we need a media infrastructure that is held accountable. Excuse me? Another DHS report obtained by The Intercept explained that its coming priorities are preventing, quote, inaccurate information on a wide range of topics, including, quote, the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, the efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines, racial justice, U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the nature of U.S. support to Ukraine.
God gave us all this technology to use and to build our future, but it serves us, not them. That's a prime rule in my rules for how the future should be run. Drew Hernandez. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Carlos and Bart and Summer and Cody and JP and Antonio and Chris is one of my good friends and one of the best talk show hosts out there, not just journalist and political activist, Drew Hernandez. In an age of censorship, he's still able to break through. I think he's probably had, I saw, 50 million views of his reports the last week. Wow, confronting AOC, Barack Obama, you name it. Talk about en fuego. That is the definition of Drew Hernandez. Find him at Drew H. Live on Twitter and the website Drew H. Live. He joins us now. But, Drew, before we get into all your latest exploits, you're one of the smartest political analysts I know, just from a street smart sense, like me. I'm not some fancy pants politico. I just go with my gut and common sense. Midterms, 5 days out, that insane speech last night, total inversion in my view. Oh, these certain battlegrounds, we won't know who won again. And the Republicans are going to steal it. But if they say we stole it, they're terrorists. What did you make of that speech last night? What's your gut tell you? What are you seeing as you crisscross the country, my brother?
Well, Alex, thanks for having me. Obviously, I learned from the best, which is you, people like Owen Schroyer and others and the Info Warriors. Shout out to all the Info Warriors watching on Getter and the live stream and everywhere worldwide. Share these links now because this is what they want to stop and censor. I'll say this, Alex, is before we get into the Barack Obama clip, we'll do that one first. But I'll say this is it's interesting how right now they're already setting the stage. They're already setting the narrative. Twitter is coming out with their propaganda. Right when you open Twitter, you may have not seen this on Twitter yet or people that are on Twitter, but I saw it on mine and I put it on my own Twitter right at the top of the page. Twitter right there is saying, hey, just letting you know, come election day, it's going to take a few days to count all the ballots. They don't even say the legal votes, right? It's going to take a few days to count all the votes, not the legal votes. It's going to take a few. So they're already preparing people. Joe Biden is giving speeches saying the same thing, preparing the public that it's going to take a few days to count the votes during this midterm election. I mean, here we have foreign countries that conduct their elections in one day. And here am I. Here are we in the United States. Think about it like this, Alex. Here are we in 2022. We are probably as advanced as we've ever been as a country, the United States of America, a superpower for now. And we cannot conduct an election fairly and securely in a single day.
And what you're saying is completely key and central and paramount. Biden said last night, It's the way we've always done it. It always takes days or longer to know who won. No, that didn't happen till now. Back when we had paper ballots, the local precinct counts it in the 60s and 70s and 80s. Everybody combines it. We had pretty free elections then. Now there's these machines and mail-in ballots. Now we don't know. This is ridiculously obvious. Since you mentioned it, here's Biden last night in his latest declaration of war against America.
We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. We know that many states don't start counting those ballots until after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases we won't know the winner of the election for a few days, until a few days after the election. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. It's always been important for citizens in democracy to be informed and engaged. Now it's important for citizens to be patient as well.
Yep, be patient while they have their rat holes, dead voters, and people out of state, and so they can target and use the pools of fake votes they've got. They are running the exact same blueprint of 2 years ago. How do we stop this, or what do you think is about to unfold, Drew Hernandez?
Alex, I'll say this is, in the perspective of propaganda, right? Number one, the elites, they view themselves as higher, more intellectual, gods of the universe. So these people come out and they say what they're going to do before they do it preemptively because, number one, for the sake of propaganda, because they need to put out this narrative 1 week ahead of time. And at the same time, they're literally jailing the true-to-vote leaders that were behind the 2000 Mules movie that exposed through geo-tracking what was going on during 2020. Oh, how convenient. They're shutting them down. They're censoring all kinds of people on social media, while at the same time, simultaneously, they're preparing the narrative for people to accept the fact that this upcoming midterm is going to take days, possibly weeks, to come to a conclusion. Why? Because they need to set the propaganda. They need to set the stage first, because there are millions of people in this country, not the viewers, but these moron woke-tard idiots that believe these elites and whatever they say is gospel. Number one, that's why they do it. Number two, they do it, Alex, because they know they can, because they view themselves more powerful, more greater, as a god, as if their word is literally gospel and is the end of all things. Whatever they say goes in the future. I'll say this as well. When I was at Barack Obama's rally last night in Phoenix before I trolled him, one thing that I heard continually and consistently throughout all the Democrat candidates, they're making mail-in voting some kind of trendy thing. It's kind of cringe, but at the same time, because their base is so stupid and low IQ and doesn't think anything through, they just believe whatever they say, they've made mail-in voting like some kind of new technological trendy thing that everyone should just be a part of and doing. It's really weird how they've done
and
that.
Let's explain how that, and what Biden said last night, he said, we've always done this. No, we haven't. Sure, absentee, that's on record who you are. No, these are huge pools of votes they can grab and manipulate. They know exactly what they're doing.
Exactly. They play on people's laziness. They play on people's low IQ because they're naive. They don't think these things through. And like I said, these people know exactly what they're doing. Joe Biden, the Democrats, all of these people in unison, Barack Obama, all of these leftists that you see that are coming out and saying what they're going to do preemptively, they're very organized and they know exactly what they're going to do before they do it because they know that they can. But right now, I think, listen, at the same time, why do you think, Alex, not, I know you know the answer to this, but why do you think that they're trying to demonize? That's going to be the next thing. I'm going to call that out right now. It's already starting to happen. The next thing that will be extremely demonized and declared as domestic terrorism, okay, is going to be voter box watching, okay, ballot box watching.
Yeah. Oh yeah, multiple states are already. Supreme courts are saying you can't have cameras at the mailboxes.
Exactly. That's going to be the next domestic terrorist. They're going to come out and start saying people are being.
Oh no, Biden said we're trying to intimidate people by documenting the fraud.
Exactly. Again, they're setting the narrative because it's going to become a mainstream narrative. Right now, they say things here and there. They kind of test it out. They try it on the public. They get all the stupid people and the mindless lemmings to believe this stuff. And I'm telling you, it will be full force that this will become
and
a thing.
And you know, anybody that actually videotapes the fraud will be jailed.
Jailed, indicted, canceled. targeted by the FBI, targeted by the three-letter agencies, declared a domestic terrorist. This is what they'll say, too. A threat to democracy, right? Being an individual that cares. And it doesn't matter whether you're on the right or the left. This is what the left doesn't understand. If you care about your voter process and you show up watching a ballot box throughout the night, they'll come after you and accuse you of being a domestic terrorist and a threat to democracy. This is what the left doesn't get. It's not about left or right. It's about the regime at the top that wants to control all of us because these globalists and Satanists are real and they want to control elections because they want to control the people. We have no democracy. They're always talking about democracy, Alex. Democracy, democracy, democracy. Okay, well, what about Klaus Schwab? Who the hell elected that guy? What about Bill Gates? Who the hell elected that guy? What about the World Economic Forum making decisions on behalf of the United States of America in the West on foreign soil? What about that? Is that democratic? Is that democracy? Of course it's not. Why? Because all these Democrats are in the palm of the World Economic Forum and these globalists. Even some right-wing rhinos are as well. And I'll say this, Alex. I'll say this. Anybody, whether on left or right, that is not calling out the World Economic Forum is a threat to the Republic right now. And I'm not talking about responding with violence. I'm just saying it needs to be addressed, period.
All right. Woo! Drew Hernandez on fire, as I said. We'll come right back and show his conversation with Obama and AOC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Speech 5 weeks ago, his Hitlerian Darth Vader speech with red background, declaring war on his political enemies. He now gave another speech last night and said, the Republicans are trying to steal the election, but they're horrible criminals and they say we try to steal it. That doesn't exist. Total oxymoronic gaslighting. And it was all about they're about to be violent, they're about to attack, they're about to do all this with no evidence in the whole weird Pelosi case. Gut level looking at this, Drew Hernandez, investigative journalist. What do you think they're getting ready to pull? Because for me, that was a big tell of where they're going. He said, don't question what we're about to do with the election. What do you think they're about to pull? Or are they out of bullets? What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's a continual controlled demolition from within of our society. And the number one thing that takes down a society, democracy or a constitutional republic or any functioning, group of people on planet Earth is a voting process. When you take that away, that is the voice of the people. And when you begin to sabotage that, that is taking away the voice of the people. So these people know that they're far, far advanced enough to understand that this is how it works in foreign countries that are communist, that are globalist, that are socialist. They know that the only way to truly take away power from the people is to take away their vote and also to take away their voice. That's why censorship and election meddling and fraud and tampering go hand in hand for a totalitarian regime, because those two things need to be functioning simultaneously in order to have a healthy society or a healthy group of people here on planet Earth. These globalists, these people, they know this because they're all energized by Satan and Lucifer. What I mean by that is Lucifer, Satan, has been around longer than us for a very long time, has studied human behavior for thousands of years, has studied how to manipulate the human mind, has studied how to manipulate human emotion, has studied how to manipulate societies to do his bidding, to get into the palm of his hand, and to get human beings possessed to do what he wants. So this is why we see this same reoccurring agenda, this antichrist globalist agenda that suppresses the people, that's totalitarian, whether it's communist, whether it's fascist, whether it's socialist, whether it's globalist. It's the same thing, same spirit that has been going on for thousands of years, and they're successful because people do not learn from history and they do not learn from the mistakes of the past, and they don't speak up and they're not willing to make sacrifices that are necessary to protect those God-given rights. What's happening right now is, I'll say this, okay? People want a solution. You got to continue to move forward, speak out for what is right, get canceled as much as you possibly can, get censored as much as you possibly can, show up to a political event, be peaceful, let these people just look psychotic and go after you so that the world can see. Because when persecution comes, Alex, when persecution comes, it has a effect. And one of those effects is the watchers and the viewers that see that happening to an individual, they wake up.
They wake up to the reality that something nefarious and evil is taking place. The more that that continues to happen in this country, the more that more people are going to wake up. That's one way. That's one way to wake up the public that may still be able to wake up right now here in 2022. But I think right now what we need to continue to do is we need to humiliate these people. We need to put a flashlight on these people. And again, I go back to what I said on the last segment. Rhinos, people that are not willing to expose who these people are and go on the offense legislatively, okay, because we have some genuine cases. There are Democrats and right-wingers right now that are rhinos that should be in jail, Alex. You know this. You know this. We have genuine evidence on Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the Biden crime family. We have genuine evidence that the FBI should be going after, that the CIA knows what's going on, and the right-wingers are not doing anything. These so-called legislators, this is what I'm saying. I'm proposing after 2022, if we do have a majority in the Senate or the Congress, by God's grace and by some miracle, we need to see conservatives and Republicans that claim to be America first going on the offense and going after people genuinely, legislatively, that deserve to be prosecuted and indicted. They're going after you. They're going after Steve Bannon. They're going after all of their political opponents. I'm not saying we should do the same over lies. I'm saying that we should do the same over genuine cases that should be prosecuted. That is why the deep state is powerful, because that is hard to debunk. But I think right now we have an opportunity, if by God's grace we get some legislators that can change this stuff. But they need to start acting immediately and go on the offense, because that's what the people want.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. I want to take some calls. They'll be all over the map, but I know you're a well-versed guy, smart guy, so you can give your take as well when I do. We got 4 minutes or so to break. The globalists are losing the hearts and minds all over the world, not just here, but they're resorting to election fraud. When we look at Lula and Bolsonaro, it's the same story again. If it wasn't fraud, I'd say, man, they're dumb in Brazil, but they're not. Only in one capital district did they suddenly have all this magic vote that defeated him. How do you see a power structure striking back when there's such an awakening happening?
Well, I think what they're going to do is they have to double down, right? I mean, you take a look at history. What do they do? What do the fascists do? What do the communists do? They double down, they triple down, they quadruple down. Because what is this all about, Alex? You and I both know that the core issue for these people is not democracy, it's not freedom, it's not inclusivity, it's not diversity, it's not wanting people to be able to participate in our constitutional republic or electoral process. That's not what these people want. They want one thing: power and control over your mind, your life, your existence, your bank account, your family, your future, your all in all. These people, this is why they're anti-Christ. They want to be God. The devil wants to be God and worshiped as God. And that is who these people are. That is why they think they can dictate your speech. They can dictate your bank account. They can dictate your vote. That is why they believe they can dictate your mind. Because they believe that they are superior and godlike enough to do so. And that they are the ones that know better than you, that can think better than you, that could literally function better than you when it comes to every aspect of your life. So what I expect from these people, Alex, is for them to double, triple, and quadruple down, because this is about power. This is about control, and they will not let that go. They will not let that go without a political fight. They will not let that go. They will give their dying breath to hold on to this, because these people hate you, they want to control you, and they don't want to let you go. They're psychopaths in power, and this is exactly why we're seeing what we're seeing. So I predict that these people, yes, they are losing, but they will double down because they don't want to let you go. They're psychotics, Alex. You know this.
We're going to go to break and come right back with calls. And I'm going to ask you about the huge Intercept article that broke over the weekend, which they're not denying. It's all real. Worse than we thought. Homeland Security with the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and other leftist groups, including Chase Bank, surveilling and watching people with big tech and censoring them, and the government admits in the documents it's illegal, and they're using private groups to do it. By the way, steal the election from Trump and now the midterms. I mean, election meddling, criminal activity, right there admitted. Drew Hernandez is our guest. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today at Drew H. Live on Twitter. We'll be right back.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're at the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless, and good luck. Good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Thank you.
David, Chris, and many others here in just a moment. We have some breaking news here I thought I would hit. Here's one from ABC News. Oh, of course it's going to take long to count the ballots. To take longer, Colorado authorities investigating suspicious substance found in mail-in ballots. Officials say it appears to be an attempt to disrupt the election process. Authorities in Colorado are investigating a suspicious powder substance found in a mail-in ballot in the Adams County Elections Office. And what they say, hazmat unit, paramedics, and firefighters and other law enforcement agencies were called to the county offices after the ballot was received Wednesday. The initial testing of the substance was negative for explosives, biological agents, and narcotics, Adams County clerk said. So we're going to have lots of that. And then, and to give you another example of fake news, in live time, I said at the start of the show a few hours ago that the Democratic Party that ran their show trial hoaxes against me told us in mediation, we just want you to come up against the Second Amendment. And I said, hell no. And I said, you guys, you Democratic Party can put a gun to my head. I'm not going to come out against the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, you name it, or I'm not going to be pro-abortion. You can't get me to change my mind. They run the headline, Alex Jones, Sandy Hook families, didn't say that, but then the quote, could put a gun to my head and I wouldn't back down one inch. That's how deceptive these people are, folks, using these families to go after the First and Second Amendment. Let's go to phone calls right now. We'll talk to Chris in a moment, but first, David in Florida, an Army vet. We'll talk about the midterms, the DeSantis, and the attacks that's going on. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you, brother. I appreciate you guys so much. You are the general in the U.S. Army Signal Corps war on the terror that they're exerting upon our country. So God bless you, sir. I just wanted to say that I'm a proud Floridian, native Floridian, love DeSantis. By the way, I have the water filter, air filter. I've got pretty much everything InfoWars stuff.
Thank you.
The Ultimate Krill Oil is like on another level. If you take that before bedtime, about an hour before bedtime, it's like you take an intergalactic trip and never leave the farm. It's great stuff. I just wanted to say, this is a topic that people don't really talk about and discuss. Of course, I think DeSantis is going to take it, and rightfully so. He's a fantastic governor, and I'm a big-time Trump supporter. I sat 6 feet from the president when he came to the Tampa rally here. But I just want to say this is a subject that nobody talks about. This is what happened to me as a disabled veteran and a patriot, a conservative patriot. I speak out a lot. I've been banned off Facebook. I've been banned from everywhere. Finally got Facebook back, but you know how that is. They watch everything I do or say. If I put anything on about InfoWars, you know, they automatically kick me off, but I still do it anyway. Make another account, do it again.
Well, what you do is you just link to other people promoting it, yeah.
Roger that, sir. Yeah, but the thing is, the leftover operators from Obama derailed the Trump organization, and now the leftover communist laws are derailing DeSantis' efforts for a free Florida here. The Florida Department of Revenue and Child Support Enforcement are completely out of control. They suspend your driver's license, business licenses, fishing and hunting licenses, making it nearly impossible for a non-custodial parent to make a living here to support yourself and your children. No one wants to talk about this, and I think something that DeSantis, Ron, if you're listening, I think it's something that he needs to look into or do something about, because I think that would bring a lot of people under his tent that wouldn't normally be there. Because, dude, this is – it's not DeSantis' fault. This is some leftover archaic communist laws that they've had in place. 31 states in the United States make it illegal to take away a man's driver's license because it negates your ability to make a living. I mean, especially when you live in a rural community.
Well, that's right. Even in the old days when you got released from prison – in the West, in places, they give you your gun and horseback, or a horse. They hadn't already eaten your horse. That's how they fed the prisoners. And absolutely, the systems they've set up with the attorney generals to the states for child support is draconian, extrajudicial, and has no due process. It should absolutely be fixed. There's a lot of work to do. Thanks for the call. You want to comment on that, Drew Hernandez?
Yeah, real quick, Alex. I just think it's clear. Again, it goes back to these people targeting your livelihood. If they could grab you by the balls there, if they could shut down your ability to live, they will control you. If they could control your bank account, they could control the food you put on your table. If they could control the water that you drink, if they could control every aspect of your life financially, they will have that over you. That is why PayPal is coming out and is going to start fining everybody. First, they backed off. Now they've gone back to it. They're going to fine you $2,500 if we have a political disagreement with you. And again, it's always the same thing. We determine what that really means. So it's across the board. This is why they're pushing for a centralized system, because it would be easier to just control everyone at the push of a button.
That's why they want arbitrary extrajudicial power. Chris in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Drew Hernandez. Next segment, his latest confrontations. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Hey, I'm a big fan. I've been listening to you every day for like 12 years. Drew, love your work. I think that earlier when you were talking about the mail-in voting and the deaths and the people that move, I think we might be looking in the wrong place. Like, I think they want us to look there. If it were me, it takes a few days to count the mail-in ballots because they're probably sending in ballots for the voters who never actually voted. So there could be like 10 to 15% of people who never actually physically voted, and they're not even aware that a mail-in ballot went in.
Oh, no, that's exactly how it works. They just hold them and then fill them out for the number they need. No, that's exactly what is the same formula.
Right. So we got to find a way to stop them. We got to find a way to have a checks and balances. And no, like, oh, this person didn't vote, but he's got a mail-in ballot. Like,
and by the way, people say, oh, where's the proof? In Pennsylvania, they had a postal delivery driver that thought it was suspicious across state lines. They put like 20-something boxes in. He looked in them. They were all marked for Biden. He calls the FBI. They threatened to arrest him. I mean, so we've caught them doing it. We know what they're doing.
So moving forward, if two things. If they were to allow the right to win, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the ball's rolling. If they were to allow the right win, I'd be highly worried about like dark horses on the right. And I think real quick, the Nancy Pelosi thing to me is kind of worrisome, because if they do take this election and they do steal it and they start removing the politicians that were involved, they're going to blame it on us. You follow me?
So, I mean, brother, they're going to pull every dirty trick they've got. The good news is almost no one buys what they say now, so that really disempowers them. But that only makes them, again, intensify, because it's like a heroin addict. It takes more and more and more to get high. Will they kill the whole body politic in the process? Thanks for the call, Chris. Drew Hernandez.
I totally agree. Like I said, I think they're going to double down, triple down, quadruple down. They'll use every avenue possible to hold power and violate our freedoms. So I totally agree with that. There's all kinds of avenues. We got to deal with the machines. We got to deal with trucks nefariously going, crossing state lines, just dropping off ballots. There's so much that needs to take place. And that's why I've been saying some serious legislation needs to be done at the federal level, at the local level as well. And if by some miracle we make it through this election and we make it, like I said, a lot of electoral process legislation needs to take place to fix this stuff. Our elections are a mess right now, Alex.
Well, absolutely. And like, I don't want to be alarmist here, but we're in a crazy world. That speech last night said false flag, and they're in deep trouble. They'll do anything. And as you mentioned, and as I mentioned, that famous truck that came across, you're obviously not in a truck full of ballots all filled out for Biden in another state. That's a fraud. That's the Holy Grail. But it just gets shut down.
Well, here's been the number one thing when it came to this 2020 election. The number one red flag, yes, all the stuff that came out in all of these states, all of it that was being exposed, all of the videos, all of the hearings, all of that, the number one thing that stuck out to me the most was how aggressively the left attempted to silence it and shut it down. That alone let me know that there's something nefarious going on, because if there wasn't, then why can't I look into it? I think that tells you everything you need to know about.
That's right. I want to show your latest conversation last night with Obama, the one last week with super viral AOC, and more. A few final calls, Drew Hernandez. Then, Jason Burmes always does a great job. He's got a big presentation for you next hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com. Steve Bannon and so many others, bringing Jack Kosobek, everybody, for that big election night. Roger Stone, you name it, coming up next Tuesday, right through Wednesday and Thursday. The coordinates of liberty to promote Infowars.com/show. So, Drew, let's get into you're going out confronting Obama, you're going out confronting AOC. You're in control. Tell us which clip you want to play first, what story you want to cover first. And the fact that your videos are getting 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 million views shows real hunger for folks to go out and confront them. And Democrats have been confronting the warmongering Democrats Those have been going viral as well. They're really fearful of this. Every time Obama gets confronted, he goes, hey, you got your free speech. Really? You censor us online? You spy on us with Homeland Security? You work with big tech? No. You've been silent against us. There's nothing more American than confronting that little globalist.
The term free speech is an illusion with these people, and we all know that. Let's run that Obama clip. I want to rip into this guy real quick.
Yeah, roll the Obama clip.
It's very good for folks at the very top, but not always so good for ordinary people.
Like you, Obama! Why do you
communities where too many kids are you gonna start You have to be polite and civil. When people are talking, then other people are talking. And then you get a chance to talk. Put up your own rally.
People do this, it's game over for them, just like we did 6 years ago with Hillary. Andrew Hernandez is the chain reaction.
Here we go. We can't talk about Katie Hobbs. We can't talk about Katie Hobbs.
You want to be taken out?
We can't talk about Katie Hobbs.
But if you put your hands, if Trump put his hands on somebody, oh my God, it's national news. Andrew Hernandez.
Like I said, Alex, I learned from the best, man. I'm not the one that, you know, first started doing that. I grew up watching InfoWars and Alex Jones. We're just continuing the legacy. That's why we need you, and that's why they want to shut you down, because you influence people to engage and go on offense. That's what these people, hey, as long as you're always on defense, you're okay, because if they're always on offense, they know they could beat you because they control the levers of power. But Obama is a disgrace. Okay, I know for a ton of reasons, but I'll pick this one. Obama is a disgrace to minorities across the entire globe. He's the token black guy of the Democrat Party because he thinks in his superiority that he's the first black president of the United States of America, some kind of superstar. No, you were installed there, Barry. Because you're on the plantation of the Democrat Party, and you wouldn't be there if it weren't for them, and they control everything you say and everything you do. You are their puppet, because the Democrats have always controlled black people up until this very day. Drew, why do you say that? Do you really believe that? Look what he's doing. He's campaigning as a black man for a convicted, twice convicted racist, Katie Hobbs, that had to pay out millions of dollars this by state-funded taxpayer money because she discriminated against a black woman, and now we all in Arizona have to pay for it. And there's Barack Obama on that damn stage campaigning for the white woman that discriminates against black people, and he doesn't say a damn thing about it.
And notice he's only got a few thousand people. They claim he's so popular. Trump's got crowds 50 times bigger.
Absolutely, but the point is, Alex, is even Barack Obama is on the Democrat plantation campaigning for the white racists in their party. How do I know? Because he's up there and he doesn't acknowledge it and doesn't tell any of those black people in that room the truth of who Katie Hobbs is. Why? Because he's a puppet and he is literally their token black guy and he's controlled by them. Obama is a disgrace, and more black people need to wake up to the reality that even he, the former president of the United States with black skin color, is controlled by these racist Democrats, and he's not willing to tell them the truth.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Let's shift gears into your. It shows how desperate they are rolling him out, though. Tell us about the AOC clip that went super viral.
It's the same thing. Do we have that? Do you guys want to air that real quick?
Yeah, we do. Tell us where it was. Set this up for us.
It was on Twitter. I was in California. She was speaking at a university. With a bunch of leftist morons and trying to virtue signal and just lie to the people.
Here's a clip.
AOC, what about the migrants? What about the migrants, AOC? What about the little kids being raped at the southern border? What about the migrants, AOC? What about the little girls being raped? AOC, talk about the little girls. Talk about the rape. What about the rape? AOC.
immigrants.
What about the open border? Denounce Joe Biden. Denounce Joe Biden. Denounce the human smuggler in chief. Bring up the little kids that you raised at the southern border, AOC. AOC. What about the southern border?
I mean, Drew, this is an important clip, and I think it went super viral because people want to do more of this. They should go out and do it themselves, but that's not one of your most powerful clips. Why do you think it got 50 million views?
I think because right now, AOC is a race grifter, and we know that, just like a bunch of other Democrats. But in particularly, okay, in the Latino community, you have someone like AOC that's coming out claiming to care so much, crying at the southern border, staging a photo op and a video op, pretending to care about the migrants that are locked in cages. Where the hell is she now? Where are you? Why are you not down at the southern border acknowledging the crimes against humanity that you and I have both exposed, Alex, and we got demonized for doing because we're exposing the literal human slavery and human trafficking of Latinos at the southern border that's being facilitated by Democrats? She's not down there because she doesn't give a damn. She's not down there staging a photo op because it's not politically acceptable because it doesn't make Trump look bad. These people do not give a damn about Latinos, black people, white people, humans in general. They hate everybody. They only use you and view you as a political pawn. That is why so many people view clips like that. And they love watching these people get roasted and obliterated and wrecked for their hypocrisy.
You're right. Let's play a clip of the pathetic actress Anne Hathaway saying abortion could be another word for mercy. Killing babies is good and merciful to them. This is how much they hate life. Here it is.
This is not a moral conversation about abortion.
Right.
This is a practical conversation about women's rights. And by the way, human rights, because women's rights are human rights. And the freedom that we all need to be able to choose and build our lives and have access to excellent health care. May I just say one other thing, and just without going into too many details, my own personal experience with abortion, and I don't think we talk about this enough, abortion can be another word for mercy. We don't know. We don't know. It's not a world in which we know that no two pregnancies are alike, and it mm-hmm. follows that no two lives are alike. That follows that no two conceptions are alike.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So how can we have a law? How can we have a point of view on this that says we must treat everything the same? And where
these
I
these are the most selfish,
when you allow for choice,
greedy, evil people we've ever seen. It's totally sick, Drew.
Human rights for women and abortion, if you don't even give them the chance to even be born and have a shot at life. All these woke women do is repeat the Margaret Sanger eugenicist literal depopulation, okay, agenda narrative that if a baby's not going to be able to be financially successful in life, then you just got to kill it. You just got to end its
and
life.
They just decided your whole life. They've just given you a death sentence for nothing.
Because they believe that they are God. That is
viewers and listeners, don't let the globalists give our children a death sentence. Don't let them give free speech a death sentence. Don't let them give America a death sentence. Support and share the articles and videos from Infowars.com like your lives depend on it, because they do. Drew Hernandez, closing comments when we come back. I meant to get to all these other callers. We get their name and number, call them back tomorrow. I'll go to them on the Friday edition. Cody, Summer, Bart, Carlos, and Chris, can't get to you. Got a lot of calls, but I can't get to you. We will get to you tomorrow. Final segment, Drew Hernandez. Stay with us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another.
To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.